But right now, as I mentioned, we are joined by the most decorated American track and field athlete of all time, an 11-time Olympic medalist, the most for a female track and field athlete, most world championship medals of all time, one of Time Magazine's most influential people of 2021. She appears courtesy of Right to Play. Allison Felix is my guest. Allison, so nice to have you on. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thank you so much for having me.
It is so good to have you. In fact, let me rephrase that question. When you look at it, the last couple of months, you have launched a new shoe brand. You went to the Olympics. You won multiple medals once again. You became the most decorated American track and field athlete of all time. So exactly how is your life right now?
It's really busy, but it's busy with some really cool stuff. I've been really fortunate to be able to do what I absolutely love and do some cool things. And it's been good.
All right, good. So when you look at what the last year or so was like and the fact that you had to work through a pandemic like so many other people and train through the pandemic, I'm curious, when the Olympic trials did roll around and you had the 400-meter final, knowing everything you had to go through just to get to that position, what kind of emotions were you feeling going into that race?
I was so just pumped because I felt like I had overcome so much, but then there was also so much doubt. I felt like, you know, I had been told that I was done. You know, I was too old. I couldn't come back from having a kid, you know, all these things. So there was so much, you know, riding on it, and also felt like I was a representation for so many people who had been told that, and so many women and mothers. So I was up for it.
Allison Felix is joining us. I wanted to ask you about that, but it's more than just an athlete trying to come back from having a child, and that's not supposed to work. The fact of the matter is, those who don't know, your daughter Cammie was born prematurely in 2018 and spent a month in NICU before she was able to be released. There were complications that could have taken her life or your life, and it wasn't long after she was born that you started training for the World Championships. So knowing how emotionally and physically challenging that process was, how were you able to do that, to train and compete again?
Man, when I look back at it now, I'm like, how did I ever get through that? But, you know, I had amazing support system, people who were in my corner, you know, my family made so many sacrifices for me to even have the opportunity. And, you know, I've been an athlete all my life, a competitor. So obviously, you know, I've been able to overcome, you know, some hurdles that have been in my way, but I really wanted it as well.
So what was it like to have her? What was it like to have your daughter with you at the trials this year?
It was the coolest thing. You know, it was like such a special moment for it all to, you know, come together. And then, you know, she's been the motivation behind it. So, you know, she's at an age where she, you know, she kind of understands what's going on and she's having a lot of fun with it. But it was really special for our family.
That is cool. Allison Felix joining us. Then you go to Tokyo, and in the 400-meter final, you're running in lane 9. I could argue that just qualifying for the Olympics and reaching the final was an incredible accomplishment given the last few years. But you fought like crazy. You win a bronze. What do you remember about the final 50 meters?
I was just running my heart out. You know, I gave it my all. I don't think I've ever been so happy to win a bronze medal. Usually I would be, you know, devastated and so disappointed. But with all the circumstances, it felt like a gold.
You know, what's really interesting is I thought you had a really insightful Instagram post shortly before that race. And it started with this quote: "When I line up for a race, I'm normally afraid, of course. I'm always a little nervous, but if I'm honest, I'm afraid." End of quote. I'm curious, like, where does the fear come from? And then how do you deal with it? In other words, is it something you use for motivation, or do you have to face it down in order to run?
Yeah, I think it's really like the weight of expectations of others and, you know, the fear of disappointing, you know, other people. And I just was trying to be transparent because I think it's a special time for us to show the human side. And for me, I have to face that and take it on and say, you know, I'm going to let this weight go and I'm going to run for myself and all the reasons that are important to me. And, you know, as long as I give it my absolute all, that's, you know, all I can ask of myself.
All right, so I think that's really interesting. The rest of the post also is tremendous, and it's well worth reading. I'm curious, why was that something that you wanted to share shortly before that race?
Yeah, I just felt like there was, like, this light, you know, Simone was going through her stuff, Naomi, you know, had spoke out, and I just felt like I wanted to be more vulnerable. You know, I don't think we see that from athletes a lot of times, and especially in some really big moments, and so I felt like that's something I wanted to open up about. And then also, I wanted to run free in that race, and I was kind of just sharing what was on my heart. You know, it was my last time at the Olympic Games, and, you know, I wanted to lay it all out there.
You know, you kind of answered it before I could ask. I was going to say, did that bit of transparency kind of set you free?
Yeah, it did. I think it was, you know, like you said, I was out there in lane 9, which is not ideal for a sprinter, but it allowed me not to think about anybody else and just to kind of enjoy the moment and, you know, embrace it all.
Allison Felix joining us. All right, so after medaling in the 400-meter final, you ran that second leg on that incredible 400-meter relay team. As you've had a little bit of time to reflect on that run now, what was that trip around the track like for you?
It was cool. You know, that was the actual last moment that, you know, I was on the Olympic stage. I was with a great group of women, kind of all different ages, and it was special. You know, I definitely tried to savor those moments.
So let me ask you this. Going back to a point that you made earlier, there's that perception that when women athletes have children, their best years are supposed to be behind them. After what you've accomplished this year, how much has that narrative or that story changed?
I hope a lot. You know, I hope that, you know, other women are finding inspiration from that, you know, realizing that they don't have to make all of their decisions based on, you know, the timing of their career. And, you know, that's something that I really felt weighed on me that I didn't want other women to have to face. So I think now that we're celebrating more women as mothers, you know, who are athletes, I think it's starting to shift.
Allison Felix is joining us. So you went through so many challenges the past few years, and you're such an inspiration to so many people. What would you like people listening to today to take away from this story? Or maybe if they're trying to overcome something and they're just not sure how to push through or how to get there, what's your message to them?
To be a fighter. You know, for me, I think everything was against me. I deeply believed in what I was doing, what I was standing for. And, you know, sometimes you got to go out and it's a risk, but sometimes you got to bet on yourself. And I think that's really what my story was about.
I like those two messages. Be a fighter, bet on yourself. I also mentioned off the top that you're working with Right to Play. This is an organization that you've been involved with for a decade now. How did you first get involved, and what was it about their work that connected with you on such a deep, deep level?
Yeah, I've been working with them for, gosh, well over a decade. First got involved when Johan, the founder, spoke to me and about his work. And he goes into, you know, these disadvantaged countries and uses play to teach these kids these amazing life lessons. And I went out in the field with him, and I was just, my life was changed. And I was like, I got to get involved in this. So they're doing incredible work, and I was really excited to, you know, be able to take after him. He donated all his winnings when he was competing to Right to Play and to starting Right to Play and to helping these kids. And I wanted to follow after him and donate my winnings as well.
And it's so clear what it means to you and how much it does mean to you. If folks want more information on Right to Play, where do they go to get it?
They can go to righttoplayusa.org, get involved. You can donate. It's an incredible cause, and we'd love to have the support.
Excellent. She is the most decorated American track and field athlete of all time. Allison Felix, our guest. Allison, so nice to have you on the show. Thank you so much for the chat. Good luck to you, and really a pleasure to have you on today.
Thank you so much, Jim. I have to tell you really quickly, I literally grew up with in the back seat of my car listening to your show while my dad was commuting us in L.A. traffic, and so a longtime fan and just a real honor to be on with you.
Oh, that is such an amazing story to share, Allison. I appreciate you so much. It is an honor to have you on this show, and that kind of gave me goosebumps. Thank you very much for saying so. That was nice.
Of course. Take care.
Allison Felix joining us. That was awesome. See, I'm going to interpret that differently than you clones, because I think you clones are going to say, yeah, right, old man. What she said is you're old. No, what she said was she grew up listening to the program in the back seat of her dad's car in Los Angeles, which was actually incredibly awesome. Got a big smile on my face, Allison. Thank you very much. That's nice. Speaking of old.